The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:23, Mark and Paul checking in. Thursday, normally game day. Still didn't get a recorder fixed yesterday. God only knows how long that'll take. Our company has streamlined a lot of things, including when our engineer retired, they didn't replace him. And our company's got stations in Billings, Bozeman, Missoula, Great Falls, and Shelby. And one guy, the engineer, well, we have stations in Helena, he's in charge of fixing stuff. And when you call with your problem, you get prioritized. And if you're number 9 or 10, yeah, I'll get there when I get there.
Just send in a ticket.
Don't know what that means. I've never actually seen the ticket that gets sent in. Apparently they are aware, but just not doing anything about it. Night and day difference with the roads. That snow we got here in town helped a lot. Now, it's still slick because there's ice under the snow, so you don't want to go too fast, but at least the traction getting going and stopping at stoplights a lot better than it was yesterday. As of 3 o'clock yesterday, this from the paper, as of 3 o'clock, Highway Patrol had collected reports of nearly 240 crashes across Montana, 18 of which resulted in injuries. 12 semis had jackknifed, the majority of those while driving on I-90. It was just a perfect storm kind of day. It got slick early, and if you weren't paying attention, it was real easy to slide off somewhere, get slid into, lose control. Also saw in other stories, the hospitals here saw 50 people yesterday who just slipped and fell on the ice. As we talked about yesterday morning, you don't really have to go out for a day. Yesterday would have been a good day to stay home. I went home, put the pickup in the garage, and stayed there all day. And this morning, a lot better. And we got lucky. We did not get the up to 10 inches of snow they were thinking. Paul said he got about 4 out by him. We got an inch, inch and a half downtown, but certainly not what they thought.
Well, you know, people yesterday, it took about 8 hours worth of wrecks and reports to get people to all of a sudden be careful and prudent.
Yeah.
Because by afternoon yesterday, the wrecks had stopped.
Mm-hmm.
People were being careful, prudent, driving slow. The severity of it hit them finally. And but it was, I took a picture of the ice out at the ranch yesterday. I showed Mark a picture of it. In fact, I tried to post it, and I hit send, and I don't know where that went. I'm just glad it wasn't, you know, me standing there on the beach, Mark, when you and I go to the nude beach down
right,
and,
right.
And everybody is taking pictures of us. But I don't know where it went, but I tried to post a picture of it because the inch that I had on the north side of a post yesterday, a square post, the whole post, I was repairing my flagpole that blew off from the Category 2 winds we had last week.
Right.
Was probably a quarter inch to a half inch thick. That's why the roads were so bad. But yesterday, after people learned, finally got wind, saw wrecks on their own, looked at other people's cars, all of a sudden, it got better.
Mm-hmm.
And we got lucky overnight, folks. We only had about an inch of snow. You know, they were calling for 3 to 5 here, and another 1 to 3 today.
Right.
Now it's down to 1 inch or less. So that's good news. Now, speaking of news, I'm going to toot our own horn here a little bit, Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
Folks, Mark and I have been here for 36 years. We've seen people come and go. We've seen news organizations come and go, the claims and all this and that. Folks, there is only one place you can go to stay updated, get instant news, current conditions, all that, and that is here every morning between 5 and 10.
Right.
No doubt in my mind. I watched something sickening last night because I was in the house early because of the blizzard, and I watched the KTVQ news last night, and I about wanted to gag. Folks, they don't give you any information anymore.
No. No, it's entertainment tonight. It's a warm, fuzzy feel-good. That's all they're doing.
So they're outside filming their news probably at, because at 5:30 it's starting to get dark.
Right.
I don't know when they filmed that.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the streets and our own such and such was out early this morning, and they show a picture of her out, and it's like 12:30, and they talked about how the police in the morning issued an exchange name address. We had that instantly.
Yeah.
You're getting this at 5:30.
Moments after it happened yesterday, before 7.
And you know what? Mark and I, we know Ed over there, Ed McIntosh. He's
good guy.
Great guy. We've known him for years, worked with him, done numerous promotional events. Love Ed. Great guy. I feel sorry for the poor guy because he's kind of old school like us, likes to do things. Well, now we go to the Weather Center for an update with Ed. And there's no banter back and forth because, see, everything is in the can. Everything is recorded. Mm-hmm. And then they do a da, 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 and they show you that. I mean, it just dragging it out. And they show Ed, and Ed does this recorder thing. He had no idea how they threw that to him. He just did his little recorded part, and then they play. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And then they do a news story on after that with all the things happening, folks. Shelters, homeless shelters, mm-hmm. and people that need to get out of the shelters during the cold weather. And I thought, you're supposed to be a place where people go to get the latest, any breaking stuff can go on. And you don't get it there.
You call yourself the news leader. Give me some damn news.
You don't get it. Mark and I yesterday had everything as it was happening.
Yeah.
Wrecks on 312. Interstate closed. Exchange name address report. All this kind of stuff. Emergency vehicles on this road. Go around. Well, I mean, just constantly giving you what you needed. Milk toast. Shut it down. People don't even need it anymore.
No.
I was really disappointed. Because that's the first time all really summer I've had it. Since summer, I've had a chance to.
Mm-hmm. But that's the formula. That's the formula their consultants tell them to use.
Oh, my God. It's awful. Mm-hmm. So people are driving to work today, and they're listening to us. How are the road conditions? Where are the wrecks at? There was a wreck out just north of Billings on Highway 87. Shepherd Fire was there. Yellowstone County Sheriff's there. I'll tell you that. They probably have it cleaned up by now. I mean, this is stuff. This is what news things do. People want to know about the weather. We're only going to get an inch today. All right? Up to an inch. Could see some winds that could cause some problems. There was some blowing up by Judith Gap, places like that. I mean, we're giving you all this stuff instantly, right when you need it. Mm-hmm. We're not telling you today about this weather. There's a coat drive at Ponderosa Elementary. The second graders have decided to draw their favorite pair of mittens. You know, it's just dumb.
It is. And worse comes to worse, you don't know what's going on. You know what the roads are. People know we're here at 5.
Yeah, they do.
And we get phone calls at 5 a lot of the times.
All the time. And we're here every day.
Yeah.
We're not concerned about our team jackets, our makeup, how it looks.
Is my hair okay today?
Yeah, it looks great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you didn't sleep on it funny at all. But yeah, and I know, Mark and I know this, because we've known other people in the industry, that they listen to us early and get their information from us early.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Because they don't start till after 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And that's fine with us. We don't care.
No.
Spread the information. Let everybody else know. That's fine with us. But we got you covered here. No cancellations yet this morning or anything like that. Conditions are so much better. And then they wasted their time talking to a gal who was on her way, a young gal in her 20s, on her way to MSUB. Like, this is the typical Billings resident. Hmm. Okay? You should put an average Billings resident on there. Somebody who has lived here for years. They know every October that we get snowstorms and winter. They led their newscast last night talking about this unusual early winter storm that has now hit. You two, where in the hell have you been?
Mm-hmm.
We've had the last 5 out of 6 years, we've had heavy snows in October and winter. Last year, farmers and ranchers started feeding in October last year. I've had the last 5 out of 6 years where I've waited for the snow in the first week of October to hit, melt, and then seeded winter wheat. It happens all the time.
Right.
They were making it sound like this is an anomaly because of the climate change thing that their parent company obviously embraces.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, you two are supposed to be local and you should know better than to lead with something like that. Everybody here knows that we get snow in winter in October. We've had it in September before. What's the matter? Anyway, they show this typical, they want this to be the typical Billings resident. I woke up this morning and I didn't know that the conditions were going to be this bad. The folks, this is a 23-year-old person who during the night, they keep their phones across their eyes in case they vibrate. They know every single thing on their phone that happens before they even pee in the morning. Before the urine even starts exiting their body, they already know what's gone overnight because they've already been on their social media. And I didn't know that the roads would be this bad and the conditions would be this bad. Oh, yeah? Well, you got 3 inches of ice on your window before you left your driveway. Do you think it was isolated and only iced on your car? You know, snow plows are out. De-icers are out all over the place, and I didn't know that I would need extra time. That's because you're an idiot. All right? I'm yelling, Mark. Everybody knows when the weather is bad and there's ice and snow, it's going to take you longer.
Right.
Not this girl. They wanted this to be typical Billings, Montana. And so I left at the same time, and now I'm going to be late for class. Shut me all to hell! Really?
Yeah.
My God, man.
I know.
So, folks, you got it right here. This is all you need. Right here, every morning. Whether you like us, whether you like the approach or not, whether you like how we call things out, call them as we see them, pretty much black and white here.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to know it, it's going to be here.
Yeah.
It's going to be here.
Well, it's what Paul and I grew up on in this business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 40-plus years of doing this.
Yeah.
I always tell people that. So, you know, it's not like you're the best to ever do the job, but people know that you're reliable, and they know Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock.
You're going to be there.
Right.
Mark and I didn't wake up yesterday after the ice storm and the snow and come on the air and say, oh, my God, I did not know that it was going to be this way when we came to work today.
Hi, Paul. This is Mark. It is just too icy out there, and I won't be coming in today.
Hold on. Did you see this Instagram? Oh, my goodness. Let me Snapchat you over there, and I'll do this hickey and do this doodahickey and thing. And oh, my gosh. Really?
Kelly thinks you make a great Valley girl.
Had this one in today. Because we talked about it yesterday when the police issued their accident thing about, well, you know, we only have so many police out there anyway.
Right.
Mark and Paul, you were talking on the radio, only being about 12 police out at a time in Billings. And so we should pull over, exchange information in case of an accident. In every case, if it's possible, where there's no injuries, et cetera. I agree. But I'm frustrated with city officials on the issue, especially when our Billings Gazette's headline said that there aren't that they are going to get big fat raises. City Administrator Chris Kukulski is getting that big fat raise. How about putting that raise to better use by hiring more police? Or two, or giving the ones we have a raise so we can keep them. Ran over. I understand it probably won't make your news today because it's not the right time or subject, but thanks for all you guys do and all for the community. You're amazing. And you know what? I wish you would have been listening the other day when we interviewed Chris Kukulski and our police commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we have that on our podcast because we were talking about the $143 million that they want for recreation opportunities when Police Chief St. John said they could use 20 more policemen and more incarceration places to keep these people off our streets.
Right.
Not hockey arenas, not a basketball court, not another swimming pool. Not a $100 million complex, and for the people on the south side. Why don't we do this? Wouldn't it be better to give the people on the south side another job so then they can live on the north side?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cold. Well, tough. It's the truth. You know? So she's absolutely right. And we talked about it yesterday, folks. $143 million. Your taxes just for that are going to be on probably most of you listening now, another $300 a year for 20 years.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you. Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo. Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party. The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
Guess what? You thought your house was paid, didn't you?
Nope.
You got another house payment for the next 20 years because of that deal. You're going, what the freak? Yeah, I know. They don't stop, and it's not prioritized. You want more snow plows? You want more police?
Mm-hmm.
More emergency workers being able to respond? Then don't vote for that levy. Save it. Save it.
And the point you made, this is the biggest levy this city's ever
had.
Ever addressed.
Yep, ever had. And it's for recreation and fun.
Right.
And $100 million plus of it's going to, for the people down on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to go down to the south side.
Good point.
And the mayor lied about it. And I called him out on it. Mayor Bill Cole, he lied about it. Well, we haven't built anything recreational in this city for 50 years. And he's a lying piece. He lied. I went through five or six different things right off the top of my head that we've built in the last 50 years, including the new splash park down at the pool on the south side and the skateboard park and the new soccer fields at Amon Park, all that kind of stuff down there. He lied to you. He lied. I don't like it when people lie. But you won't get that kind of stuff on a TV station.
Oh, no.
No. How do I look? Or let me do a heartwarming story where I can get an award for it. If it isn't genuine, you wouldn't get an award if I was handing them out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do it because it's genuine, or did you do it because you're trying to win a broadcast award?
Yeah.
That's bogus. When it comes to awards, Mark and I, we don't get crap.
So you read my very interesting article yesterday.
No.
Oh, you should have.
What did it say?
Talking about getting awards.
Well, that's an award winner.
See, in Montana broadcasting, you can get broadcast awards, but you have to apply for them.
Yeah, you have to.
They don't just show up and say, ta-da, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, you have to brag about it.
Right.
It's not based on merit.
So you put together your best 5 minutes of the whole entire broadcast year on the tape.
You cut out all your stumbles.
Right.
You splice that together. Take the best camera angle. Yeah, I know. But, folks, it's going to be the same till the day we quit, and that's coming very soon. But you want it accurate. You want it fair. You want the damn truth.
That's exactly what it is.
Then listen here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give it to you. No wishy-washy made-up stuff. Sometimes it's hard to hear. We don't want to hear it. I know it. I was going to talk about some stuff today about our youth. Sometimes we just don't want to hear it, but we got to hear it. You may not like it. Well, I don't like that. Play Jelly Roll. Great, I get it. Oh, my God. I didn't know it was going to be this bad. 95% of people in Billings are looking at their girl saying, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you get up early? We all do. We know what the roads are going to be like in these kind of conditions. And you had no clue and you're in college? How'd you get in? That's what a lot of people were thinking. And then having a 22-year-old tell all of us what to do in preparation for driving and how to handle the roads. Mark's got more miles on gravel than that girl had her entire life. And he only has to drive 450 feet of it.
Twice a day, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So that's 900 feet a day.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? And something else yesterday they didn't tell? They weren't telling people? They didn't mention one thing yesterday about how if you were a senior citizen 75 or older, you should stay home. Not one person on that newscast said anything about that.
No. No, and when we had the story, you went to get coffee, we had 50 people go to the emergency room yesterday for falls.
There you go. And we told you that yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. They didn't have anything on. You know why? Because a 22-year-old doesn't know that kind of stuff, folks. It was awful. Oh, and thanks a lot.
For?
Yesterday, I'm at Costco. Thanks a lot, you a-hole. Yesterday, I'm at Costco, and I'm whipping around there. I picked up my prescription, and I got some Pepsi because life is driving me crazy, folks. I need Pepsi. I got Pepsi, and I got my fish oil, and I wanted to get some of that red pepper tomato soup. I make sloppy joes with that.
Well, that's a dilemma because that's in back.
I know it. I had to go get it and picked up some cookies while I was there, and I'm whipping up and down. Hi, Paul. Hi, Paul. How are you? Hi, Paul. I go through the frozen food. I like to get those. They have those Rainbird kind of Philly cheesesteak frozen things. John loves those, so okay. I get them for John, you know. Hi, Paul. How are you? One lady says, hi, Mark. I mean, Paul. I get you too confused. I thought, that butthead, he...
That just made my whole week.
I know. You did that yesterday. And I don't mind. I like it. I like saying hi to folks and greeting them. God, the world needs more of that.
Mm-hmm.
The world needs more of that, actually. Lady checking me out. I heard you were coming today. I'm going, that's... When I get back to work...
Well, you know, I'm more social, so people see me more. It's a little more unusual to see you out.
Yeah. Mark's tools don't recognize him. Mark walks in his garage. His wrench won't even know who he is. Oh, boy. Man. So, yeah, it's still a little rough today, but there is some traction at least today. People have already conditioned today, so it will be much better now.
Yeah.
They saw all the wrecks. Mm-hmm. They saw all the flashing lights. They know. It finally sent a message. That's why we're here. I don't know how many times we have to talk about things before people get the message. The message is big here. Acapulco residents flooded after the hurricane hit Acapulco. They know, folks, that was the playground of the world in the 50s, was Acapulco.
Mm-hmm.
You could pick any given week in Acapulco and go there in the 50s and even early 60s, and you would see the likes of Frank Sinatra and other people that would go there. It was a playground for the rich and famous and people who wanted to get away to a beautiful area. And since then, it's a crime-ridden drug haven now that people don't even go to anymore. It's sad. Beautiful area on the Pacific coast out there because of what we've become. It's terrible, terrible. Had another shooting last night. I stayed up quite a while and watched it. I was so upset. And trying to put my finger on the reason behind a lot of these things, and there's so many different contributors to this kind of stuff, and stuff that we were never used to or never had to deal with, but it's changed. 22 dead, 30 in the hospital. They're still looking for the guy. It's one of the saddest things for me is, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. My biggest worry, folks, for this nation and our future is our youth. It's our youth. That's it, hands down. I'm not worried about our capability and being able to fight, protect ourselves. I am worried about our budgets and our fiscal responsibility and things like that. But my biggest fear is our youth and what we've done to them and what we have groomed them into becoming, because it's all part of a process that starts at a very young age. Last night, I'm watching, I don't even know what station it was, some national news thing about this Israeli conflict. And they had a special news conference at a center yesterday in Israel for all of the major news outlets, invited them all there, huge auditorium. And they played them a video of the atrocities that happened when that terrorist organization, religious crazed organization went in to kill people because they're Jewish. Isn't it sad when to the fulfillment of one religion is to kill all people in another? I mean, they need a new one. And the one reporter came out, and you could see he was just visibly shaken. And I don't know how this guy will probably remember that for the rest of his life. And he said, I have never seen anything like this in all of my years of reporting. I've never seen anything like this before.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you.
Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo.
Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party.
The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
And they haven't released this for the public yet. Israel officials want the world to see this. And maybe we wouldn't have so many young kids in America screaming, "Gas the Jews," or "Kill the Jews" at our universities, at our colleges. And where did this come from? Where did this come from? They've been groomed and they've been indoctrinated at a very young age. We talk about it all the time. They showed footage of the schools in Palestine. You hear all these Democrats saying it's not the Palestinians, it's Hamas. They showed the schools, folks, in Palestine with the teachers teaching these young kids, 7 and 8 years old, to repeat, "Kill the Jews, kill the Jews." And they had video of a young boy, probably 9, with a knife, making thrust upward. "Stab the Jews, stab the Jews." They teach them this in Palestine, and yet our liberal, whacked out Democrats supporting the people there and what they're doing. Our universities across the country are inundated with these young, 30-year or younger youth that are harassing now Jewish people in America, supporting the religions and the people in Palestine that want to kill and exterminate the Jewish population because of their religion and their heritage, folks. Where did they learn that? And you know what, folks? You're not going to like this. All of those people, whether you look at Congressman Tlaib, any of them, all these students at Harvard and around the country screaming, "Gas the Jews, death to the Jews, Hitler was right." All of these people have one thing in common. They are all liberal, progressive Democrats.
True.
And what do we hear them call people who believe in the Republic in America? "You're anti-Semites, you're racist, you're bigot." And every one of these are liberal, progressive Democrats and liberal, progressive universities. Every one of them. Every one of them. This is what we're doing to our youth. You wonder why our youth can't do math? You wonder why that girl yesterday that they had on KTVQ was saying, "Oh my God, I didn't know that it would be like this. I didn't get up early." Look what we have groomed. Look what we have done to our youth. You and I are both going to be gone in 50 years. Most of you listening, you're going to be gone in 50 years. That group is going to take over.
Yeah.
They're going to be running the world. I'm watching the news last night, and they show two kids, 16 and 18, from Las Vegas that stole cars, found a police chief, and ran him over with their car, and were high-fiving and laughing, dude. And then mocking our justice system. "We'll be out. We're minors. You ain't keeping me." Where did that come from? 40% of all the kids born in the United States now don't have a dad. No dad. 40%. They're destined for doom already without that authoritative figure, without discipline, no influence in their life. And so where does the influence come from? We talked about it with Meta yesterday. Outside sources comes from social media, the people they hang out with, and it comes from schools. They're the ones influencing this new generation of soldier that have been groomed to carry on their torch, their design for America, their vision of what we should be, socialistic, equality type thing, everybody gets the same, deserves the same, no matter what you do, how much effort. This is our future. This is our next generation. Yeah, they're not all like that. They're not all like that. But there is a huge amount like that now. Are they going to jump in and fight our wars when we need them to? Are they going to volunteer to put on the uniform and give their blood for the nation? Hell no. Some will, but not enough will. Look what they're yelling about our own country. Look what they're screaming at the universities. Gas the Jews? Bring back Hitler? These liberal Democrat universities? This is a product they're putting out? You wonder why I sit at home every night and I worry about this stuff? We're going to pass this on to these kids? They're going to be our leaders, and we let it happen. Look at our math, our science, and our reading scores. Atrocious, despicable what we have done in our educational system. And yet, what do we teach them? You can bet your ass they know about gender selection, and they know about climate and how capitalism ruined it. They're teaching that. And where are the parents? Where are they using their influence on these young children? These kids are a wreck by the time they're 14, 15, 16. They have nobody countering that. No one to counter it. You got to plant that seed early. Folks, we never had mass shootings in this nation.
No.
Kids knew the difference between right and wrong. They had morals. Folks, we had, when we were in school, we had stoners. That's what we called them.
Mm-hmm.
Stoners. We had 10, 12 stoners. And you know what? I could still name them, the ones that were in my class. And those stoners, though, most of them still got good grades.
Yeah.
Because they had to.
Right.
Or they would flunk.
Right.
And flunking was worse than being a stoner.
And back in those days, that meant you had to repeat a grade or go to summer school or something.
What the hell have we done to our youth? And a lot of this is our fault. We put those people in place. You pick the superintendents. You pick the people. You've elected these people. Department of Education. Put these people in charge of these things. Our youth scares the hell out of me. Depresses me. I'm thinking, if I have grandchildren, what the hell are they going to face? What is it going to be like for them? What will society be telling my grandchildren when they're in school? Folks, I read the textbooks. I read them. Critical race theory. Your freaking party is the one that caused all the turmoil in the country. You fought for slavery. You were against individual freedoms. Democrats voted against the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, even into the 60s. Women's suffragettes out there, that movement, Democrats opposed it. And look what they're doing now. These universities and these young liberal minds of mush that have been brainwashed. Guess that you kill people. What? Do they have no idea about good and evil? They weren't taught, obviously, about past history. They've been manipulated from wherever they have come from to think that. No sound mind, rational person thinks that people should be raped, mutilated, their head cut off, their feet bound, and then dragged behind vehicles. They need to release that video.
No kidding.
They need to show that to these people at these universities. Show them to the administrators. Show them to the professors. Make them sit there and watch it. And then try to give us the rationale behind why it's so encouraging to see our youth like this, spewing their rhetoric. And it's always different when it's not your son, or it's not your wife, or it's not your daughter.
True.
Our youth. That is a big problem in this country. We encourage them to get high. We encourage them to use dope. We encourage them to use mushrooms. We had the story this week about the pilot. First time ever he tried psychedelic mushrooms and he went whack and he gets into that cockpit and tries to take the plane down. Said it was the first time. Probably went into that shop and the guy said, if you're depressed, you need to start taking these mushrooms. What? Got an update on that story. Joseph Emerson, who was arrested for doing that, had been flying passengers himself 3 days before in an airplane. Yeah, 3 days before. He's a pilot on an airplane, flying people around. Thank God he wasn't whacked at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Goes in after that flight by psychedelic mushrooms and then tries to take a plane down. And you know what we do in America, folks? We herald that, and we teach our youth about it. It's okay to feel free and be able to do those things to your body if you want to. It doesn't have any adverse effects on you. And we promote it. Oregon legalizes small amounts of cocaine, heroin. Number one cause of death in our youth now is fentanyl. 18 to 49 dropping dead because of drugs. What have we done to our youth? We're killing them. We're killing them by our own beliefs and our own teachings and our own rules and laws. And that's where the entire future of a great nation is on the shoulders of that generation right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming up. A lot of people, they don't care. A third of America, they don't care. Well, look at the kids. Look at these kids. Folks, you think the people that are running into the stores in California and New York on these grab-and-goes, that are running in because they're oppressed, they're hungry, and they're running out with jewelry, gym shoes, and television sets when they're hungry and oppressed? You think those people, any of them, do you think any of them are 40 years of age or older? No, they're not. Our youth, where are they learning this? Who's telling them? When you have the mayor of Chicago telling people that crime is just a way of life and he actually supports it if people are oppressed, another indoctrinated, brainwashed, groomed soldier from the left that is coming out. Our youth, there is promise. We have kids that thousands of them trying to get into medical school every year. Thousands that become engineers, thousands that want to become teachers or firemen or policemen. Thank God we have them. Folks, thank God we still have some people in this country that care.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough, and we're seeing the results of all of it. Ship them off to daycares. Let them raise them. Our youth. Another story last night on the news about our youth. 25 years old, just graduated from college. She can't believe that they expect her at work at 9 in the morning. She has to get up at 7:30 to get ready and has a 40-minute commute to get to work. And she doesn't get home until 6:15 at night. And she goes, I have no time for my life. What if I want a boyfriend or something? See my friends. And now I'm not getting home till 6:50. This is our youth, Mark.
I know.
Another one. Filming herself in her car on an Insta chat or whatever in the hell it is. I just graduated from college. These people are out there in corporate world making $100,000 to $200,000 a year. And here I am working every day trying to find a job for, and they offer me $40,000 to $50,000 a year. That's not fair. This is our youth. Equality. Indoctrinated. Already. 24. Wanting to make $200,000 a year. This is what we're doing. Nobody addresses the problem in America with our youth. They're a voting block, for one.
Right.
You can't alienate them. You embrace them. You coddle them. You nurture them. And you ruin a country by doing it. And we're ruining ours. We have let down the youth of America. Our systems, our criminal system, our educational system, our political system. We have destroyed the youth in America. And we have got to fix it. I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know how to do it. I'm not worried about us being able to defend ourselves in time of war as much as I'm worried about the next generation coming up in this country. And it's pretty sad, folks. Pretty sad. Anybody who is 25 years old and we get a major snowstorm and there's ice and they got to scrape their car off just to get out of the driveway and they didn't know that it would be difficult getting to work and they should have got up early.
Life is going to be hard for her.
Yeah. So now we have another shooting. Sad story, folks. Sad story, but we better do something. Better do something. And anything that happens to this great country, we have no one to blame but ourselves.
That's right.
We've always done everything in this country for America. We never looked at Europe or any of these things. If we needed to develop a vaccine, we did it. If we needed to develop a weapon to protect our citizens, we did it. If we needed to protect our borders, we did it. We always did it. We learned how to build bridges and buildings and infrastructure and power and all these things greater than anyone. We could always do it ourselves. Well, damn it, we have to fix our youth. We can't rely on ideas coming in from Europe or other places to fix our youth. We have to do it. We're going to have to do it. The survival of our country depends on it. So for those of you that are 20 years old and you're up this morning and you're wondering whether or not it's going to take you a little extra time to get to work today, the answer is on your phone. Look at it there. That's where you get it. Free me.
First news coming up, folks. 6:12.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.